What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Sergeant Don, and today we're speaking with Ohio Department of Veterans Services Director Debbie Ashenhurst about the upcoming Ohio Women Veterans Conference set for August 6th at the Ohio Union on the Ohio State University campus. Director, tell me about this Ohio Women's Veterans Conference coming up.
This is a great conference that we usually hold every other year, but because of COVID, we skipped a few years. So it's a fabulous conference for our women veterans, although men are certainly invited. It's just geared toward the needs of our women veterans, young and old, the whole spectrum, and trying to hit them on all aspects of information they may need and opportunities to collaborate and build relationships.
What are some of the things that veterans out there right now need to know about?
Well, we're going to help make sure they understand what health care benefits they have earned through their service. We're going to give them opportunities to experience other opportunities for well-being and education and employment opportunities. Let them know what's available, how they could be using their GI Bill for education benefits. And there are so many people who want to hire veterans. We're trying to connect them in those sort of ways. We're also helping those that are trying to transition from military to civilian life right now with mentorship programs and coaching and workforce recruitment. But we have some fun stuff to do, too. We've got a little movie about the historic 6888 unit that's out there, a historic display of stuff that the women should be interested in, uniforms and paraphernalia. We'll have a restoration relaxation room where they can just maybe heal a little bit. We have so many opportunities. It's going to be an exciting and fun event.
Well, that sounds like it is definitely going to be a great event. I wanted to talk a little bit. You've got two keynote speakers, Kimberly Snow and Desiree Lane, and I see that they're still both active duty service members. Tell me a little bit about each of their stories and why they were chosen to speak, what they're going to speak about.
Well, I'm excited about these two speakers specifically in that they have taken on a mission that only women can do. It was a female engagement team mission. And they both had the same, worked under the same synopsis of mission set. So when we realized the nations that we have been in most recently, the women in those countries aren't allowed to interface with males outside their family. And so we had to be able to have some interaction with them. So we knew the only way to do that as a military, as Department of Defense, is use females to do that. So these female engagement teams have done that. And Desiree and Kim are going to tell us about the experiences they had, the successes they realized through this very unique women's mission.
Now that sounds really cool. I've seen some of that in some of, you know, Hollywood's portrayal of what's been going on. So that's very exciting to be able to hear from their perspective of actually being there and doing that mission.
It is. When we realized there were so many years that many of us had limitations on the jobs we could serve because we were women, now to think, oh my goodness, there was one mission that men couldn't do. And only women could. So it's kind of that little role reversal thing that puts a little glimmer in our eye.
Kind of like, take that, men.
You said that, not me, right?
Yeah, oh, of course. See, I'm a male veteran. I could get away with that.
Well, thank you, sir, for your service.
Well, thank you. Obviously, you're a veteran as well, so thank you for your service.
It was a privilege to serve.
To just kind of wrap up, what do you see as the director of Ohio's Veterans Services that veterans today are facing as opposed to older veterans? I'm a Persian Gulf veteran, so what affects me, I know, is totally different than veterans of today.
Well, that and your experience was different than the Vietnam era veteran, so you were that kind of in-between guy that didn't quite have what we have today, but weren't treated as poorly as our Vietnam era veterans. So that was kind of an awkward time in our veterans' history. But today's veterans are facing an unsure employment environment, you know, with the great resignation and companies trying to figure out how they're going to bring people back to work. They're also facing the societal issues that everyone is, but seems to be a little bit more magnified with our veterans, like suicide, mental health services, PTSD, and addictions and things that when we find alternate ways to cope with our issues as opposed to when we were actually in the military. So today's veterans have wonderful opportunities, but I tell you, one of the biggest things I think between like your era of veterans and the ones today is that people want them. Our employers are seeking out to hire veterans. they understand what they're bringing to the table in the way of collaboration and teamwork, and they show up on time, they're dependable, they're reliable, all those things. And people are really, like Intel that's coming right here to our backyard, want specifically to hire veterans, ask specifically, can you get me veterans to hire for this mission? So I think that's probably a large benefit in addition to some of the downsides to what they've had to do, you know, to have been in a war for over 20 years is just not in our nation's history for a long, long time.
Well, Director Ashenhurst, thank you so much for your time today.
It's a privilege. Thanks so much for taking time for us and for sharing the word about our Women's Veterans Conference.
For more information on the conference, visit ohiovets.gov.